And now, direct from Radio City off Kendall Square in Cambridge, USA, it's the new Eugene Oregon Show. With Gene's guests, Paul Schindler, Gene Paul, Reginald A. Stuart Smythe, and special guest star, that wild duck himself, Robert Bonnewell. Brought to you tonight by the DNC Abortion Referral Service. Remember, at DNC, babies are our business, our only business. And now, here he is, syndicated columnist for the Cambridge Daily Reamer, Gene Oregon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank both of you for being here today, and welcome to the second show in this outstanding series. Well, that takes care of that. We have a really great show lined up for you today, but we didn't bring it with us to the studio, so instead we'll give you the show we've got. We'll start off with this boring monologue. From coast to coast, from border to border, from Portland to Portland, all the way from Bangor to mighty Maine, this country is crisscrossed with telephone lines. There's one now. Hello? Putrid
Supreme.
Do you
have Dr. Pepper in the can?
Then
yes. Let him out.
All right. Let's see if we can get another telephone call. There's one now. Hello?
Is this the woman who washes?
No, it's not.
Why, you dirty thing.
What?
Well, anyway, we're going to have a show coming on in a second, just as soon as we, hello? You don't say. You don't say.
Who was that, Gene?
He didn't say.
Are the walls there?
No.
Well, then get out quick before the roof caves in.
Well, all right. We've only got a couple more of these. There's one now. Hello, Eugene Oregon here.
It's a long distance from New York.
It certainly is. It's time, guaranteed to be time, for another commercial, which I think we're going to have right now.
What do you think of when I say, Mama Chews? Well, we hope you think of one of the city's most distinguished centers of Italian-Chinese cuisine. Strategically located between Italian East Boston and Chinatown in the Callahan Tunnel, Mama Chew's features plenty of rush hour parking, free. And if the police ask you where you're going, tell them Mama Chew's. The food is something else. Your palate will tingle to such old-world delicacies as sweet and sour pizza and meatball chow mein. And as a tantalizing after-dinner treat, try our Spumoni Fu Young. It's a welcome change from potatoes. It takes Mama Chew's herself and her fine staff many hours each day to bring you these gastronomical greats. So when you have a yen for authentic Italian-Chinese food, remember, Mama Chew's.
Welcome back to the Gene Oregon Show. You know, all of us, even you, probably watch television from time to time. In light of this unbelievable fact of nature, we feel that it is our duty to puncture the medium just a bit by showing you what could happen on any average TV day. Suppose, for example, that the sign-on announcer came in late and didn't have time to fill in the blank.
Good time of day. This is radio or TV station Read Call Letters here, welcoming you to another fine day of broadcasting here in Read Your City of License. For the next number of hours on the air, we will be on the air serving you with the finest of list best programming. This is Announcer's Name speaking on behalf of Station Manager's Name and the entire crew of Call Letters, asking you to stay tuned now as we present Pastor's Name with today's sermonette on topic of sermonette.
Good morning. As your announcer has already told you, I am Rabbi Rose, and I'm here to talk at you today on the topic of Jewish holidays and what they should mean to all you clods out there who ain't Jewish.
Thank you, Rabbi Rose. Tomorrow, be sure and stay tuned for Pastor Timothy Bleary of the Link of Spirited Gurus and his special guest star, God. You're in tune with the talk of the town, Channel 1 in Metropolis.
There follows, of course, a whole series of commercials, not unlike the ones you'll hear in just a moment. But how could we overlook the morning wake-up show, which usually follows some popular network program run by real pros like the Today Show?
And during this hour tomorrow, we'll have Nikita Khrushchev, Groucho Marx, and Golda Meir. Thank you, and good morning for NBC.
This is the NBC Television Network.
What? What? Camera two? Good morning, everyone. This is Jay Klain, Buster Fadang, with Good Morning Metropolis, our usual mishmash of boring local guests and nationally renowned authors and stars coming through town peddling books, records, and movies.
That's plugging, Buster.
Oh, I thought it was peddling. As a matter of fact, for today's program, we have someone lined up. Either that or one of the cameramen will sit down here and talk to me. Well, you might as well go back to bed, folks. This is going to be a slow one. We'll be right back.
But then, of course, you don't want to go to sleep right yet. First, you want to hear about television's only continuous commercial, the TV giveaway game show. It starts with this host who comes out and smiles so hard you can see his third-year molars. But first, he has to be introduced. And now, here he is, the star of Let's Be Greedy, Gene S. Paul.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to... Thank you. Thank you. Johnny, will you tell the audience what they've won for plotting this well today?
You bet, Gene. Everyone in the studio audience today will win an arrest for disorderly conduct from the Pinkerton Agency, Chicago, Illinois. While under arrest, they will stay in the beautiful Tombs Hotel, another fine penitentiary of New York from the state of New York City, New York, New York.
That's more like it. That's more like it. Now, let's meet our contestant, Mrs. Yukaifa Heap.
Mrs. Heap is a housewife from Long Island, East Africa. She likes money, real estate, and large blocks of stock. And, of course, she is ready to be greedy.
And what will she win if she's greedier than our returning champion, Johnny?
Well, Gene, she'll get a complete set of snake knives, personally engraved from the Slither Institute, Lima, Ohio. And she'll win a new Vega from the Chevrolet Corporation, Detroit, Michigan. And if the audience gives thumbs down, she'll receive our current champions right here.
Well, I see our current champion is looking just a little worried, but you relax, Mrs. RJ, because you'll have your chance to rip and scream in just a moment. While our contestants are warming up in their corners for round one of Let's Be Greedy...
I want it! I want it! Give it to me! Give it to me!
No, take it easy there, Mrs. Heap. You'll have your chance right after this important message. Do stay tuned, won't you?
Isn't it wonderful that we live in a modern day and age where health problems can be talked about with such open disgust?
Cleaver Brothers wants you to know about pain relief. Yes, you in the pink dress.
How do I get to Mama Chew's?
Well, 4 out of 5 doctors surveyed at a leading Midwest institution found a product called Placebo exceedingly effective in reversing postnasal drip and removing itchy, scaly scalp. Plus, a golden drop of hexachloroform in every placebo absorbs 47 times its weight in excess navel lint.
How can that be?
Placebo combines the pain ingredient recommended most by doctors with an exclusive blend of pumice that will get your teeth their whitest and make your breath fresh. It works its way under your skin while it helps you to sleep and removes unsightly blemishes and facial hair.
But will it work for me?
Yes. And remember, placebo spelled backwards is Obisalp.
Available in ointment and suppository form.
Welcome back to the show. We now join in progress Tug for Life with Don Dripwater.
Helen, then it's true?
Every word of it, every sentence, every comma, every semicolon, it's all true. All of it. Why, ask Dorothy.
It's all true, Pete.
Don.
It's all true, Don. Every word of it, every sentence, every comma, every semicolon, it's all true. All of it. Just ask Dorothy.
Yes, yes, but I've heard it all before. Didn't Sam tell Nancy the whole thing just before Art shot Bob while he was trying to save Kathy from Harold?
We'll be right back to Tug for Life with Don Dripwater right after this word from our sponsors.
Bye, 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 bye. Yes, bye-bye for today. See you tomorrow on Tug for Life, brought to you by...
Then, of course, there comes the children's hour.
And you'll want to get one of these just as soon as you can. Just yell and scream until Mommy breaks down and buys it. Jay Klein, Buster Fadang, The Rodeo on Channel 1, and we've got cartoons for you. Well, I guess we haven't got cartoons for you. Let's talk to one of our little friends.
I'm no friend.
girlfriend of yours? And what were you doing with all the girls in your office before the show? And what's on that sugar cube you've got in your paper cup?
Speaking of revealing, we now reveal to you the ultimate part of any TV day, the evening news, when they have the sheer gall to claim.
And this is the way it will be, June 31st, 1971. In the top of the news, the latest ratings show substantial gains for newscasts like ours using the eyewitness or friendly news format.
That certainly was an interesting news item, Frank.
Thanks. If you like that, you'll get a big charge out of this one. 41 people died in a plane crash somewhere today. We had some film, but the developer was drunk, so it's not ready for the air yet.
I saw the developer on the way in, and he's not ready for the air yet either. But that crash reminds me of a funny story I'll be doing later tonight. 6 people died in a tornado in Texas.
Well, you'll just have to wait until after this ridiculous commercial, and after we welcome, for the first time on this or any stage, Judy, the juggling stock market girl.
Then, of course, there are the sports broadcasts and the new style sportscaster.
As you can see, this game is putting tonight's pitiful crowd to sleep. Harry Verducci here with my mouth and, of course, my pet rat. Just kidding. There's another play down on the field, but don't worry, nothing much happened. We're just sitting here talking on the radio. This reminds me of January 24th, 1970, a big day, when Muhammad Ali and I were sitting on a bar together. He swung at me and I...
And finally, at the end of the day, a switch is thrown, and the taped voice of an announcer who has been dead for 30 years comes on and says...
For the last 23 hours, we have been broadcasting whatever programs in the public interest we felt would make us the most money. On behalf of the station, Mama Gamet and crew, so long, suckers. Until tomorrow morning, whenever I get up, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Here's the man playing on the biggest organ in this studio, Alan Baumgartner!
Thank you, Alan Baumgartner. Well, that does it for another Eugene, Oregon show. This week, we are ashamed to admit that the cast included Harry Klein, Alan Baumgartner, and Paul Schindler, as well as special guest star Daffy Dan Murphy, special technical assistant Sherry Grobstein, musical director Alan Baumgartner. Your engineers have been Jeff Rubin, Sassy John Ten Thumbs, and Paul Green. This program was written and produced and misdirected to everyone's lasting regret by Gene S. Paul Jr. Executive producer Paul Schindler. He sure gets his name in here enough. The audience appears courtesy of Morgan Memorial Goodwill Industries. This is your announcer, Gordon Goldenthroat, saying good night and better luck next week.
Once in every week, Drano in every drain.